Hello, everybody, and welcome to another rendition of the Creative Flair podcast. My name is James Carter, and I will be your host. I'm basically the dude that talks to this microphone and camera in my little university dorm room and basically tries to keep it as quiet as possible so nobody else actually hears what the hell I'm doing. Yeah, I'm basically just the weird dude who just talks to the microphone about art. But we do have a few new listeners and some actual people who do actually listen and watch what I do, so I'm happy. Anyway, in today's little podcast thing, we're going to be exploring the differences between avant-garde art and kitsch art. These are two very, very interesting things and very two controversial and conflicting movements within the art world. These two clash a lot within the art world and can often be quite controversial, as they are two of the most contrasting pieces of how you define a specific artwork in the art world in total. So let's delve into that and uncover what it is and why we section certain artworks into different categories. So the first thing to understand is that avant-garde and kitsch art are not art movements or art styles. They are a way that we categorize certain artworks themselves. Now, the interpretation of each piece of work is ideally up to the viewer and the viewer themselves on how they perceive this specific type of work and what category they believe it belongs to. But more often than not, the art world itself, these are the only two real categories that artworks are put into that actually have a high standing ground that people can look at and go, oh yes, that's avant-garde art. So avant-garde art is all about pushing the boundaries and escaping the norms of within the art realm. And it's about challenging conventional ways of making art and how we view specific artworks. Avant-garde art will more often than not spark and strike some controversy. And some of the most famous artists, such as Pablo Picasso and Marcel Duchamp, have actually created avant-garde artworks. The avant-garde movement, as it were, is actually very, very simple of identifying this way that we are meant to be pushing beyond the boundaries of what we've considered possible and what we've considered artworks in the past, such as when we consider specific paintings from the realism era, and then we broke into different art periods and eventually went into modern art. These are the artworks that really started to become very avant-garde. And that is mostly because avant-garde art actually asks us to look at art and look at the world through a new lens and a new way of seeing, and asks us to question our own perspective and our own expectations. Personally, I quite like avant-garde art, as it's always pushing beyond what we always thought possible and what we thought art should be, such as when we consider Duchamp's ready-made as the fountain. Everybody knows the fountain. It's the urinal piece of artwork that is basically a ready-made. And he took just the urinal, placed it in a container and went, this is art. Avant-garde art is essentially that. Although the fountain it belongs to a separate art movement. The avant-garde regard within that artwork is about pushing beyond the norms of what art is and what should be, and actually really allows us to think and push beyond what we thought was possible within that art realm. Now, let's shift our focus into kitsch art. Kitsch art is essentially the art form in which we embrace everyday life and embrace everyday being. It's where we very much embrace the sentimental and popular within the art world. It also features a lot of cliched artworks. These are artworks that don't really progress us to think. Kitsch art is very much about looking at something beautiful, where we're just looking at an artwork or creating an artwork that is designed to just be looked at and designed and created just for us to enjoy the painting of visually looking at it, rather than make our brains think and try to come up with different ideas or challenge what our preconceived notions are. Quite often, kitsch art is actually criticized as not having any depth or any layers to the artworks themselves. As I've said, they are just artworks that we are designed to look at and just accept how beautiful they are. Kitsch art, however, does have its very unique charms and does often evoke a sense of nostalgia within us and comfort. Some people don't feel the nostalgia and comfort when looking and viewing at kitsch art, but more often than not, you will feel that sense of comfort. Kitsch art is not about pushing beyond boundaries or trying to come up with something revolutionary. It's about creating that sense of comfortable viewing for the experience of just viewing art. Kitsch art is also very much just around in the popular art scene. Kitsch art is very popular within the popular masses, and people love kitsch art because, well, I can't really tell you why people love it, but there's very little to think about. It's just a very nice image to look at. So what actually happens when avant-garde and kitsch art, these two seemingly opposite sides of the art world, clash? Some artists find ways to merge avant-garde and kitsch art together, creating thought-provoking works that actually challenged our preconceived notions and create something that is visually stunning to look at, that is visually ready for the masses and for people to look at. One of the artists that really comes to mind, of who collaborates with kitsch art and avant-garde art really, really well, would obviously be Banksy. Banksy creates works of art that push beyond the boundaries of the canvas and push beyond what we preconceived our notions to be of specific artworks. And he's more than often challenging our thoughts of works. So that's very much avant-garde. But he also creates the works in such a beautiful, pristine style that is available to all the masses, the prints, the works. Everybody understands these works, but they're not cliched. So that work would be kitsch. There are obviously many, many more artists that blend these two art categories together. And the artists that do them, more often than not, create such astounding works. It's a very hard thing to pull off because most people will create works that just stick within the kitsch art world. And most artists will actually stick within the kitsch art realm and will not push into the avant-garde because most artists just want to create some pretty works and aren't that interested in creating avant-garde that will push beyond these certain realms. And that's completely fine because there is no right or wrong way of creating these works and creating artworks for them. It's just about creating what you enjoy to create. So with that said, what about the impact that avant-garde and kitsch art has had on the contemporary art world? Now, contemporary art, if you don't know, is any artwork that is made post-World War II, and essentially is any artworks made post-1940, essentially. Contemporary art and conceptual art are different things. Contemporary art is any artworks that's made in today's era. The clash of kitsch and avant-garde art has left an astounding mark on the contemporary art world. It has very much encouraged artists to explore and push and really create thought-provoking works that are also visually stunning to look at. It's very much about experimenting with these different ideas, different mediums, and different ways of approaching art itself, and will often also bring into play the question of high art and low art. And through that, it has opened up these new avenues for artists to explore their creative expression and actual viewability of the works themselves for the masses of people. The exploration of avant-garde and kitsch art is such a deeply fascinating realm to explore, and you can go down such a huge avenue of works themselves. If you're ever looking at an artwork and you're trying to just sound smart about something, just look at the artwork and go, "Now, do you believe this is kitsch or avant-garde, my good man?" If you just say that, then people really just look at you of like, "What a tosser." Or they actually look at you like, "That guy knows something." But at the same point, it's a very genuine question to ask. I'll joke about it, but asking if a particular artwork is avant-garde or kitsch is a great way to actually start up a conversation because people want to know what they think or what realm and category their artwork is placed into. Avant-garde and kitsch is definitely something to explore more if you're interested in it. I know this has been a bit of a short one, but it's something that is actually really, really interesting. I would advise you look into. There's some amazing books about them. And as a little challenge, when you do look at artworks, ask yourself if you believe this artwork is avant-garde or kitsch. And you'll actually help your brain try to process things a lot faster of these specific artworks. Now, I know I also did talk about high art and low art in this episode, and I do plan to do an episode in the future explaining high art and low art. So stay tuned for that, and I'll hopefully have that one ready soon. But yeah, thank you very much for listening and watching, and I hope you've enjoyed this, and I'm enjoying doing it. Also as well, avant-garde and kitsch art is something that we've recently studied at Goldsmiths University, so Believe it or not, this is all fresh in my brain of actually being able to communicate. The only difference is that when you learn about the history of art and kitsch art and avant-garde art at Goldsmiths and at university, it's very, very complicated. Nobody simplifies things anymore. Why can't we just make things simple for people to understand? So that's what I've tried to do. I know it's a very complicated topic. I know it is very hard, but hopefully this is, believe it or not, this is one of the most simplistic explanations I could come up with about avant-garde and kitsch from my course at university. So yeah, thank you very much for watching, and I hope to see you next time.